理课堂听 class.com。
Now, get ready to listen to a professor in a psychology class. The class is discussing twins.
Today, we are going to spend some time examining twins, exactly how similar or different they can be, and what this implies for the rest of us. Genetically speaking, there are two types of twins, fraternal twins, who share on average half of their genetic material, and identical twins, who share the complete set of genes.Roughly two-thirds of all twins are fraternal, only one-third are identical. The fact that all twins share at least part of their genetic material has made them ideal subjects for all kinds of fascinating research. They have been studied for similarity in everything from language and mathematical ability to social behavior and leadership tendency. But studies claiming to show that their similarity results from their genetic makeup have been met with challenges.Some critics claim that identical twins are alike because people treat them alike, while fraternal twins behave less alike because people treat them less alike. These objections have largely been overcome by showing that in situations where twins have been treated similarly, they share no more characteristics than in those where they haven't. Apparently, we as parents, teachers, and friends are responding to rather than creating the similar behavior seen in identical twins.This is the debate that is at the center of all research on twins and is often referred to as nature versus nurture. Put another way, it is the question of how much of what we are is determined by our genes and how much is the result of our environment. Most scientists would agree that differences in behavior and ability reflect both influences, that of genes and that of environments.The disagreement is over how important one is relative to the other. It can safely be said that the relationship between genes and behavior is probabilistic, not deterministic. In other words, our genetic composition only gives us a tendency to behave in a certain way. It does not restrict us to that behavior. Even identical twins are not perfectly similar. This confirms the belief that specific conditions in the environment are required to trigger complex behaviors.If our genes do not decide our behavior, might they set limits to our abilities? This is an area that is badly in need of further research. No one can say with any certainty to what degree environmental factors can compensate for genetic deficiencies. Can a person with little natural athletic ability train himself to be an Olympic medal winner? Or can a student who struggles with mathematics through hard work and determination become another Einstein?
Question number 41.
What does the speaker mainly discuss?
Question number 42.
According to the lecture, why are twins being closely studied?
Question number 43.
What is the speaker's opinion of the role genes play?
Question number 44.
What area does the speaker say is badly in need of further study?